morning, everyone. This is Catechism 2021, the 16th Lord's Day, and we have a lot of questions on Lord's Day number 16, so I'll pray and we'll get right into it. Father, we thank you for another beautiful day. Thank you for the measure of health that you've given us and the measure of faith that you've given us. Thank you for eternal life. Father, I pray you bless our short time together, and let it be a springboard for prayer, for Bible study, for devotion to your Son, Jesus Christ. It's in his name we pray. Amen. All right, Lord's Day 16, we continue in this section on God the Son. Why did Christ have to go all the way to death? Answer, because God's justice and truth demand it. Only the death of God's Son could pay for our sin. And there you have some cross references down here. And basic Bible principle to remember, that the reward of righteousness and obedience is life and glory, but the wages of sin is death. And so sin deserves and requires death. God is a just God. God is a righteous God. He will reward the righteous, and he will judge the unrighteous. But Christ, as one who would pay for our sins, not his own, but ours, also needed to be God's Son. And so that would back you up to Lord's Day 15, 14, 13, and so on, looking at the background here. All right, next question. Why was he buried? His burial testifies that he really died. Again, cross references here. He really and truly was under the dominion of death, bodily. He died. Jesus died and was buried. 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4, that's part of the gospel core, the kernel of the gospel, his death, burial, resurrection, and then post-resurrection appearances. 1 Corinthians 15, here it is. Well, they say 3 through 4, and that's true. What did I say, 1 through 4? Well, 1 and 2 is where Paul gives the context of the gospel, and then he, in 3 and 4, he defines the substance, the content of that gospel. All right, so he died, paying the wages of our sin. He was buried, testifying that he really died, really under the dominion of sin. Question 42, since Christ died for us, why do we still have to die? Now, that's a good question. If he's our substitute, if he took what was ours so that we could gain what was his, righteousness and life and glory, why do we still have to die? Our death does not pay the debt of our sins. Rather, it puts an end to our sinning and is our entrance into eternal life. So our death does not pay for our sins. All the payment for our sins that we might go free has been made on the cross of Jesus Christ. We die as a gateway, crossing over a threshold, as it were, putting an end to our sinning, and is our entrance into eternal life in the presence of God. And then some cross references here. And so after you die here on earth, you'll no longer be jealous of anything. You'll no longer be greedy. You'll no longer gossip. You'll no longer lust. And on and on and on. You'll be able to fully enjoy and fully worship God as you're meant to do, fully conformed to the image of Christ, made righteous in his presence. And then at some point when Christ returns, receiving a resurrection body to share in his glory. So since Christ died for us, why do we still have to die? Our death does not pay the debt of our sins. That's done. That was taken care of on the cross. Rather, it puts an end to our sinning and is our entrance into eternal life. Question 43, rather. What further advantage do we receive from Christ's sacrifice and death on the cross? Through Christ's death, our old selves are crucified. Now, that's important. The context here is our conversion here on earth. So this is talking about something that happens in our life experience. Through Christ's death, which happened in the past, our old selves are crucified, which happens in the present. Put to death, buried with him, so that the evil desires of the flesh may no longer rule us. Do we still have evil desires of the flesh once we're believers? Yes, but they no longer rule over us. Instead, we dedicate ourselves as an offering of gratitude to Him. That one sentence is a way of summarizing the approach to Christian living. We are an offering of gratitude to God. We don't offer ourselves in order to pay for our sins or gain His favor or increase His favor toward us. We've been reconciled to God through Christ. Christ has paid for our sins. We have the favor of God by grace through faith. We offer our lives in gratitude and worship to Him. Now back up to this paragraph. And focus your attention on this phrase, our old selves. The old self is the one who did not believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. The old self is the one who chased after sin and avoided holiness. The new self is the one who chases after holiness in Christ and avoids sin by the power of the Spirit. The old self is the self that was a slave to sin. The old me was a me that was a slave to sin and blinded to sin and didn't see my guilt and didn't see my need for a Savior and didn't cherish Christ and didn't repent and on and on and on. And same for you, that's your old self. Crucified, put to death. So that old self was crucified, put to death, put to shame, buried with Him, done away with, so that the evil desires of the flesh may no longer rule us. It's not saying that the sinful flesh no longer exists in the believer, but that the believer is no longer a slave to the sinful flesh. It's so important to remember that and keep that nuance. It's not saying that we don't have the presence of sin. It's saying we're not filled by the ruling power of sin any longer. Based on what? Based on the death of Jesus Christ. His death accomplished this. The cross of Christ is the basis of our justification, which is God declaring us righteous in His sight through the blood sacrifice and based on the blood sacrifice of Christ. But His death is also the basis and foundation and fountain even of our sanctification. That is God making us holy, conforming us to the likeness of Christ. Always keep your eyes and heart affixed on the death of Christ. It's the heart and centerpiece of all true spiritual growth. Question 44. Boy, I've got to really move on because those of you who are watching who know me at all know I'll rant on that forever. I mean, that is the sum and substance of the Christian life and the biblical message and pastoral ministry and preaching, the death of Christ. Question 44. Why does the creed add He descended to hell? Remember, this section of the catechism is taking the phrases and clauses from the Apostles' Creed. Why does it add He descended to hell? To assure me that in times of personal crisis and temptation, that Christ my Lord, by suffering unspeakable anguish, pain, and terror of soul, especially on the cross, but also earlier, He has delivered me from the anguish and torment of hell. So it's to emphasize that which Christ spares us from and saves us from. Remember, salvation is being saved from God's judgment. All right, and here are some cross-references on that. Much earlier in the Catechism, and I forget which week, it's the week where the Apostles' Creed is listed in full. I have a footnote there that I've added on that word hell and its proper meaning interpretation in the Apostles' Creed. All right, let's look at our memory verse and then one Bible cross-reference to read together, and we'll be through. Romans 12:1, Apostle Paul writing to the church in Rome, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, or in light of God's mercy. That's the basis of his appeal. In light of the mercies of God, by the mercies of God, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship or your reasonable worship to God. This is how you lay your life down as a Christian. To live for God, to live for Christ, to walk in the Holy Spirit, to serve the people of God, to reach the world for Christ. In light of God's mercies, the foundation, present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Now, a living sacrifice is a profound phrase because a sacrifice is something that has died or is going to die. It's something that's being done away with. But this sacrifice is living. It's a picture of the old man being put to death, sin being put to death, and the new man in Christ and holiness being brought to life and cultivated and flourishing and thriving for the glory of God. This is a good way to think about the Christian life. In light of all that God has done in Christ, all of His mercy, all of His grace, all of His goodness to us, here we are, Lord. We are Yours. Use us for Your purposes. Sanctify us. Purify us. Use us to advance Your kingdom and to advance Your glory. Present Your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is Your spiritual worship. And now something exciting. Usually at this point, what I'll do is open up another window in my web browser to a Bible passage. But then the way it works out, I have to reformat it and shift some things around. So I made a graphic this week for Romans 6, 6 and 7. A lot easier, right? Click one little thing and here you go. No distractions, perfectly clear on the page. We know that our old self was crucified with Him, with Christ, in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing. Another way of saying the old self. So that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. No longer enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. We've died to the old self. We've died to the old man. I've died to the me that was a slave to sin. You've died to the you that was a slave to the sinful flesh. And therefore, you as an individual have been set free. The shackles have been broken. You're no longer a slave to sin and to unrighteousness and to unholiness, but a servant of the living Christ, which is the best way to live. Father, we thank You for Jesus Christ. Thank You for His death. Thank You for His righteous life. Thank You for His sacrificial death. We praise You and worship You and thank You and glory in Your name for His powerful resurrection and for Him, Jesus Christ, giving us His Holy Spirit to save us from our sins, to give us eternal life, to deliver us from slavery to sin, to give us hope in the midst of a chaotic world and chaotic lives. Father, we thank You. We worship You in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we'll have a blessed Lord's Day. Hope to see you at church, 9:30 Sunday school, 10:45 congregational worship. God bless you. Join me tomorrow for Confession of Faith. And that will be, week 16. And then next Sunday for Catechism 2021, the 17th Lord's Day. See you soon.